Called a black mass in Indians. When the French came into this place they called New Orleans, before we was in America, Louisiana was a territory.
We was already there.
The territory consisted of these nations that was indigenous to the land. The indigenous inhabitants of the land. When the French came in, remember, people was already there. And not only that they were there, they had been there before the transatlantic slave trade. Not all of us got here through the slave trade. Most of us been here. You go to Australia with the Aboriginal culture. That's history of us being present there. You go to Mexico with the Yanga culture. That's history of us being there. You even come to California with the indigenous inhabitants. That's history of us being there. And you go to Louisiana, we wasn't exempt. We have mounds in northern Louisiana with the Ouachita Nation. The French came in. There was this land that was the home of nations. And back then, the indigenous troops was the home of the Caddo, the Choctaw, which we call Choctaw, the Ouachita. The Seminole were renegades that eventually came around. And a cattle. All
right.
And one thing that happened was
this one thing.
The indigenous that rebelled against slavery ran off into the Maroons.
Yes,
and the Maroons are areas away from the city where enslaved people ran to for refuge. Right? Now, here come those boats directly from Africa. Remember, we came 100 years after they went to Virginia and St. Augustine, Florida, 1790. There was a ship called Ouida from Benin. There was another ship called Aurora from the Dawn. There was another ship called Duloc Dumain, right? We came in. Those Africans that rebelled, they ran off into the Maroons with the indigenous. We made families. We found out our cultures were more similar than different, right? Now, those descendants of those babies that we made here, right? When the French decided they were gonna do this thing called a Trail of Tears. So those that rebelled were still on their land. They're still on their original land patch to their land. That was West Florida. Remember, Louisiana wasn't a part of America today. So the term Native American did not apply. So what the French did, they came in with the sugar. We already had the tobacco from Africa. They came in with the tobacco. We already had the coffee from Africa and the indigo. So the crops of the sugar, they did the same thing in Brazil, and they also did the same thing on this island of Saint Domingue called Haiti. And what happened in Haiti was they burned down the cane field. They burned down the sugar plantations and the coffee plantations, right? It disrupted the economy in France as well as in New Orleans. So the French had to sell. Don't read the book and believe it. And that sale was called the Louisiana Purchase. Two things it did. It doubled the size of America. It made Louisiana a part of America. And also, the Haitians came to Louisiana after they got kicked out in other parts of the Caribbean. 1811, they did the same thing in Louisiana.
The same thing.
And then they decided that they didn't want that to happen nowhere else in the world. So they created the military. That was because of the Haitian Revolution. It's not in your school books. And there's a guy named Charles Deslon from Haiti did the same thing in Louisiana in 1811. Now, the way that we paid homage to the native indigenous for helping us during the tyranny of slavery was to create these nations or gangs or tribes. So we took those tribes and we did this ritual called the sewing of the suit, a year-long process to hand bead these suits. We call it masking. Masking is an African tradition. Once you put a mask on, you're not a person no more. You become the energy or the entity of what it is that you're masking. Right? Now, we got another thing called procession. If you was black in New Orleans 100 years ago, you couldn't do Mardi Gras in the French Quarter with Europeans. That was the entire city. So we had our own thing we did in our own neighborhoods called Carnival. I'm 54. I never did Mardi Gras in the French Quarter a day in my life. Because the black carnival traditions of New Orleans started in Congo Square. We never needed a permit. That's why we utilized European holidays to mask our African carnival traditions in the streets of the neighborhoods, because we didn't want to have a permit from the city. Now, the way it went down was, if you gave up the land, took a number, went to the reservation, and left the land, you were called the five civilized tribes. If you fought for the land, still live on your land, still have the land patents to your land, they didn't do DNA markers for you. So you had to go in with African Americans. So when the elders, like your grandmother, told you you had Indian in your family and everybody started laughing, it was the truth. Because in 1920, the unruly ones that fought for the land got kicked off the Indian rolls, right? So if you was black Indian. So now, the Europeans married in to the indigenous nations and started these things called Indian councils. And one of the rules of the council was, if you died, your land went to your European ancestors. So it just canceled out the whole black Indian nation culture, indigenous land. Because the thing was about the land. If they could tell you that you came from Africa and you was never on this land before the transatlantic slave trade, it disconnected you from the land. So when you lost the land and it did land titles, you was nowhere in the picture. So it happened all over the world. So this thing that we call a black masked Indian is a revolutionary culture that started out of resistance. So the music came with it, the spirit came with it, the language came with it, the blood came with it, and then it came this big old highway they call I-Interstate 10, and it brought all these people from Louisiana through Texas to California, and it made me meet this brother called Marcus L. Miller. He had the vision with this beautiful center that have all this history to bring this experience together, and it's gonna be the beginning of the new revolution from LA to LA, from beads to beats, and from this funky ass band that we got here today. Kind of thing.